Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Yud Beis in Maseches Tainis. I am learning this with you in the Old City, and I don't have my tab in front of me. I'm learning in the Lishkas HaNazir, overlooking the Kotel in Yeshivat Netiv Aryeh. The tab is either the 699th daf in Shas, or a big milestone, the 700th. Either way, it is quite a milestone, and Bezras Hashem, may we continue to grow together as we go through the Shas and the Daf Yomi. Our Daf is going to continue discussing the halachas of Tainis Lusha'os, a person who fasts. The Gemara and yesterday's Daf on the bottom conclude that there is an idea of fasting at a circumscribed time. In other words, for a few hours, even though it's not a full fast. And the Gemara, in other words, following a full day. And the Gemara will give, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, qualifications to that rule. Our daf will also discuss the halachos of Kabbalah's Hatainis, accepting a fast, if it is not a fast that was instituted by the Rabbanan, one needs to accept it during Mincha. The Gemara will discuss also when the fasts begin, the halachos of the time in the morning, when the fast begins in the morning, when the fast does actually begin. The Gemara then will begin discussing some halachos of Tainis Tzibur, and have the expression, which it will appear a few times in our Maseches, and that is Ein Tainis Tzibur beBavel Ela Tisha B'Av Bilvad. The only public fast day in Bavel was Tisha B'Av. The Gemara will also discuss tasting on a Tainis, and then we will have a new Mishnah, which will analyze the phenomenon of what happens if Chas V'Chalil, the first few fasts that were mentioned in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Yud Amud Aleph were not answered positively by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because still it did not rain in the beginning of the winter months as it became clear that there was a drought. Then the fasts become more stringent as the Mishnah describes. Then on the fast day, unlike the previous set of fast days, washing is usher, wearing shoes is usher, and so on. We will discuss that. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Last three words on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. In regards to the halachos of Tainis Lashos. Amar of Chizda, Hada Amrit Misanin Lashos. This is what we said, that you can fast for a circumscribed amount of hours during a day, and that be considered a halachic fast. V'hu shalotam klum ad ha'erev. That means that you have to fast until the evening. Asks Abaye the obvious question. Amar le Abaye, ha'tanis mal yisahi. That's an ideal fast that we're describing over here. In other words, a fast from the morning break until the evening is a full fast. So it says the Gemara, lo tzricha. No, we're talking about the following case, di imlach imluche. His intention was not to fast at all when he began in the morning. Every once in a while you realize, wait a second, I didn't eat anything today, and it's already lunchtime. So that's the case that we're talking about. He didn't intend to eat, not to eat that day. He didn't intend this fast day, but it turns out he was fasting. So then he decided, you know what, I fasted half a day, let me go for a tainis. There's a particular spiritual reason that I want to fast the whole day. Ve'amar Rav Chizda, and Rav Chizda also taught another halacha, that not only if he decides to do a half a day after he's been fasting the whole day, that that's considered tainis l'shos, but kol tainis l'shaka l'avchama lav shmei tainis. That any tainis that does not have a period where the sun set, in other words, he doesn't fast, as Rashi, the whole period of time, in such a case, is not considered a tainis. Asks the Gemara, Meisive, we learned later on, Anshe Mishmar. So this is a fascinating phenomenon that we're going to discuss in the Mishnah in a few days, and that is the Mishmaros, literally the watches, which were groups of people that were davening for the karbanos that were brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Anshei Mishmar, they would also fast. Mis'anin v'lo mishalmin. They would fast, but they would not complete. So what do we see? You see that it was considered a fast, even though they didn't complete. In other words, they would fast, for example, half a day. Says the Gemara, Hasel mitzurei nafshi ba'almahu. It was not considered a halachic fast, but rather they were just creating tzar for themselves to be with the tzibur, and they would not say aneinu, says Rashi, and it was just to motivate them in their tshuva. Answers the Gemara, Hasel mitzurei nafshei ba'almahu. There they were simply depriving themselves, but it's not considered a halachic fast. Tashma, another proof. The Omar Rebbe Lazar, B'Rebbe Tzadok, Ani mibnei banav shel sanav ben binyamin. I am from the grandchildren of Sanav, the son of Binyamin. Upamachas, at one time, Chal Tishabov Lios B'Shabbos. It turns out that the 9th of Av fell out on Shabbos. And so the fast of Tishabov was pushed off for Sunday. V'saneinu ba, we fasted, v'lo hishlam nuhu. But we didn't finish the fast. In other words, we only fasted part of the day, and we broke our fast in the middle of the day. Why? Mipnei shiyomtav shalonuhu. It was our Yom Tov. That day was our Yom Tov. Rashi explains that later on, we're going to see on Chavav Amid Aleph that there was a day called the Zman Atzei Kohanim. And when the wood was brought to the Beis HaMikdash, which took place during the first half of Av, up until the 15th of Av, so then in such a case, they would make a Simcha from it. And we learn in Megillah Tainis that if there was a Yom Tov that related to the Beis HaMikdash, we learned in Maseches Tainis that during that Yom Tov, you do not fast on that day, also the day before and the day after as well. So therefore, says Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddok, since I'm a descendant of these people, so then I have that Yom Tov, and it was Doche Tisha B'Av. But what do we see? That he did try to do a Tainis L'Shos, question mark. Says the Gemara, no, he was also just simply trying to be Mitzaer himself. But it would not be considered a halachic fast. Tashma, says the Gemara, come here, I'll bring you another proof. Do'am Rabbi Yochanan taught. Ahei betainis, I'll be in a fast, ad she'ava lebeisi, until I come back to my home. So we see he's accepting the fast up until a particular time when he comes home, not necessarily when the sun sets. Answers the Gemara, Haslam shamtei nafshe mibei nesio hu David. No, there he was not intending to take himself a fast day, but he didn't want to eat in the house of the Nasi, so he took a neder and he said that he was in a fast. It's not clear from the Gemara why he didn't want to eat. Was he didn't trust the kashrus? It's not clear from the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, the Gemara continues, Kol tainis shel kibulam bod yom, lav shmei tainis. Any fast day that a person does not accept upon himself when it's still day is not called a tainis. Asks the Gemara v'i Yosef Mai, so it's not a lachik tainis. What happens if he still sits? Yosef from Lasson Yashiv, to sit. If he still sits in the tainis, what's the halacha? Amar Rabbi Bar Shila, Rabbi Shila answers, "Demela limapucha, demal yazika." It's like a utensil that's full of air and has nothing inside. In other words, it doesn't have any significance whatsoever, and he wasted his time like filling himself up with hot air. Says Gemara, "Emas mikabale." So when are you supposed to accept it? Rav Amar b'mincha. Rav said during mincha. In other words, the time of mincha. Any time that's kosher for mincha or the afternoon, you could be mitkabel tainis. Shmuel Amar Shmuel disagrees. 4 lines from the wide on Yud Beis Amid Aleph bitfilas mincha, during the tefillah of mincha. Period. Amar Rav Yosef kavasei de Shmuel mestabra. I agree with the opinion of Shmuel. Tichsiv Megillas tainis, because it says in Megillas tainis lohen kol inish daisi ilav alohi mikadmis dna yesa. It says in Megillas tainis that the prohibition of fasting on those days that are holidays that are mentioned in Megillas Tainis are those, specifically those people that didn't have a prohibition prior to that day. That's what the words mean, Mikadmis Dona Yasser. That beforehand it was Asser. In other words, it doesn't apply for those who beforehand it was Asser for them to have a Yom Tov. My Lav, what is it referring to? Someone before him was Atzer. Yisir Atzmo Bitzila. He made it Atzer for himself during davening. Not that he accepted it during Mincha in general, but he made it Atzer for himself during davening. Bitzela means to daven. Says the Gemara, lo, maybe that's not a raya. Ye Atzer, with the girsa of Ye Atzer to make himself prohibited, that he's not going to fast, but he does it to himself as opposed to Yiyaser, where he did it during davening. So we have a machlokis of whether it's Yiyaser, in other words, he needs to make it through a formal lashon, something along the lines of a neder during davening, and some say no. So pli yibar Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Shimon, b'Rabbi Chadom Yiyaser through davening, Chadom Yiyaser, anyway he makes it also himself, even if it's not through like a proclamation during davening. Man de yomer yaser kidamrinan.
Lemanda Omar Yaser, according to one who says Yaser, Mayhi, the Sanya b'Megillas Tainis. How do you explain this that it says in Megillas Tainis? Kol inish di yaise aloi mikamiz dina yeyaser. Whoever accepts upon himself, then in such a case, the yomim tovim of Megillas Tainis do not apply. Ketzav, what's an example of that? Yachid shekibel olav Tainis. Someone who accepted on himself a Tainis of sheni v'chamishi shall call a shana kula. To fast Monday and Thursday the entire year. Im nidro kodem l'gzeraseinu yivatel nidro. Ask zeraseinu. If he accepted neder before the gzeras of Megillas Tainis. In other words, it was before Chazal instituted that there were yom tovim. So then in such a case, binding. What he accepted is binding. However, v'im gzeraseinu kodemes l'nidro. But if the gzera is before his neder, tivatel gzeraseinu es nidro. Then the gzera will be mevatel the neder. Tana Rabbanon, the Gemara now continues the discussion of different halachos of tainis ad masai oichel v'shoise. How long does a person eat and drink the night before the tainis? Ad shiala amur ha-shachar b'ayelos ha-shachar it's aser. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer Reb Shimon. Excuse me, Divrei Rebbe. This is the opinion of Rebbe. Lazar Reb Shimon Eimer at Krois HaGever. Lazar Reb Shimon says that's a time that the rooster crows. And that's even earlier. That's before Alos HaShachar. We paskin la halacha, the daf and la halacha. We paskin la halacha that it's from Amud HaShachar. Amar Abayi, lo shanu elo shalo gamar su'udasa. The only time that we said they could go until Alos HaShachar is if you're in the middle. However, avol gamar su'udasa, eino ochel. But if he's not eating, then he's not allowed to start even from the rooster's crow. We do not paskin like this opinion of Abaye, and to delineate some of the halachas that come up of the Gemara now, that's a nominee from the halacha of the daily daf. Says, but the Gemara continues, Eisvei, I'll ask you the following question. Eisvei, Rava said, I'll ask you the following question. Gamar va'omad hareza oichel. Even if he finished the meal, he's allowed to eat until Alos HaShachar. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Kishalo Salik. The Gemara defends Abaye, and the Gemara says that he didn't remove himself from the table. But if he removes himself from the table, then already goes from the cry of the rooster. Ikad Army, others say, Amar Rav, Loishan Ela Kishalo Yashan. Avo Yashan Eina Ochel. The moment the person goes to sleep, automatically the opinion of Rava is that he, the Tainis, begins. And here, instead of Rava being on the attack, Abaye is on the attack. Eisvei Abaye asks the following kasha. Yashin v'omad hareza ocha. We learn that if he went to sleep, he got up, he could eat. Answers the Gemara, hasam b'misnamne. That the case in which that the halacha is that he's allowed to continue eating even after he got up was when he dozed off. But if he did not doze off, so then in such a case, then he can't eat even before Alos HaShachar. That halacha lemaisa is a big discussion in Machaber and the Ramah, what the halacha is, and hopefully, Bezer Hashem, we will get to that. This concludes Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Tainis. The Gemara continues on the bottom, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, Hechi Dami Misnamnei. What qualifies as someone who is not sleeping in a permanent way, but someone who is sleeping, simply dozing off, so then in such a case, he would not be considered as one who once he's gone to sleep is bound to fast even before Alos HaShachar. Echidam Misan, Amar Vashi, Nim Velo Nim. Tir Velo Tir. This expression we have a few places in Shas, which means he's sleeping but he's not sleeping, he's awake but he's not awake. And the Gemara explains on the top line, Yubez and Beis, what that means. The Kari Le Va'ani, Velo Yade Adure, Svara. You call to him, and he answers, but he doesn't answer in a logical way. And when you remind him about it, yeah, that's right, I was in the middle of sleep, but he's not coherent. Many of us are familiar with that in-between type of state. So that's nim v'lo nim, tir v'lo tir. Amar Rav Kahana Marav, yochid shekiba olav tainis. An individual that accepted upon himself a fast day, also b'nilas hasandal. He's prohibited to wear shoes. Chayshinan shema tainis sibur kibo olav. We're afraid that he accepted a tainis tzibur on himself. The reason why he's not allowed to wear shoes,
that also benilas sandals because chayshinon shematainis sibur kibalav, that we're afraid that he accepted a tainis sibur. Now we're going to see later on in the next Mishnah that a tainis sibur, then you're not allowed to even wear shoes. So the fellow isn't clear. We're concerned that he wasn't clear when he accepted the fast. And since he's not clear, so then in such a case, automatically he's bound to a tainis sibur. Hechli Yavid, what should he do? Amar Rabba Bar Rav Shila, Le Mahachi. He should say the following thing. Lemachar, the next day. Ehe lefanecha betainis yachid, that I'm bound by a tainis yachid and not by a tainis tzibur. If he clarifies, that is going to be enough. The Gemara now continues with the other halachas that relate to a tainis tzibur bizman hazeh. Amr le rabbanan le Rav Sheshes. The rabbanan said to Rav Sheshes, hakachizinan rabbanan. It's funny, I see rabbanan, the misaimis misanayu v'asle beit tanisa, that they put on their shoes and they go to participate in a tainis. And that's difficult because at the end of the day, we're going to see in the Mishnah, right on this daf, that a tainis tzibur, one is not supposed to wear shoes. Rashi explains those Rabbanan were of the opinion that we're going to see in a moment that there's no such thing as a tainis tzibur in Bavel except for Tisha B'Av. Nevertheless, Ikbid, Rav Sheshes was Makbid, Va'amar Lahu, and he said to be Dan Lekav Schus, Dilma Meichel Nami Ochel. Maybe these Rabbanan are also eating. They're not just wearing shoes, they're not even knowing a tainis tzibur at all. And they're stam being porish from the tzibur. They're just being porish from the tzibur altogether. In other words, Rav Sheshes is disagreeing with those who say that there is only Tisha B'Av for a tainis tzibur and Bavel. Rav Sheshes disagrees with that. Abaye v'Rava ma'ayli ki misayme apanta. Abaye and Rava, when they went into shul on a day of tainis, when they were still having their shoes on, but it was a shoe that was an apanta that didn't have letter. Mereimor marzutra mechalfe dimana l'smalu d'smalu limana. They would switch their shoes from left to right and right to left. So Abaye and Rava did some type of pshara. They didn't wear a shoe that has leather on top, Rashi says leather on top, but rather leather on the bottom. While Meimar Merzutra wore the regular shoes, just switching the sides. Rabbanan Dvei Ravashi Nafik Kiyurchai. Rabbanan from the Yeshiva Ravashi did not make any change. They went out regular. Savar Kihadam Shmuel. They went like the position of Shmuel that we made reference to before, but now it has a name, Shmuel. Ein Tainis Tzibur B'Bavel Elo Tisha B'Av Bilvad. So therefore, there's no requirement to take off one's shoes, except, of course, on Tisha B'Av. Period. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Love Adam Taniso Uparea. A person is allowed to borrow on a fast day and then pay back. What that means is that if he accepted upon himself a fast, he could decide that he's not going to do it that day, and he's going to owe a fast, and then pay it back later. Kamisa dekem Shmuel, Amali, when I said this in front of Shul, he said, V'chi neder, kobo layo delo isagi delo mishale? Is this a neder that he took upon himself that he has to pay back? No. L'tziure navshe kibol alay. He accepted upon himself a tainis tzibur, to, or a tainis, to make himself uncomfortable. I matzi mitzar nafshe, I matzi lo matzi lo matzi mitzar nafshe. If he wants, he could cause himself pain. If he wants, he doesn't have to. And therefore, he doesn't even have to pay it back. We were masbir the Gemara based on Rashi as well as the Ritva. However, Tosas and Dibar Maskel, the E, explains the Gemara a little bit differently. Take a look at Tosas over there. Ikadami, others say, Amar Yudam Rav, Lova Adam Taniso Parea, that a person could owe and pay back a tainis that he didn't fast on. Kamrisa Kamei Shmuel, when it was said in front of Shmuel, Amali Pshita Loye El Neder, he said, of course, the opposite direction, that of course, like a Neder, Neder Mila Matsibay Lishluma Mezel Macher, Uliyoma Achrina. Of course he could pay back at any time, just like a neder, as long as he fulfills his neder. One would add, maybe we learned in Rosh Hashanah, within a certain time period of time, maybe three regalim, but then his neder is fulfilled. He doesn't have to worry about doing it at that moment. The Gemara now brings a story that relates to the above topic. Rav Yeshua Breider, Rav Idi Ikli Levei Ravasi. Rav Yeshua Breider, Rav Idi went to visit the Yeshiva Ravasi. Of Dulei Agla Tilsa. They prepared for him a beef meal. Amrulei Litomar Midi, and they asked him, please taste. Amrulei, he responded, Betanisi Yisivna, I am in a tainus. Amrulei Velozef Mar Velifra. Why don't you just decide that you'll fast a different day and pay it back a different day? Lo savar mar, don't you, Rabbi Yeshua, Breder of Edi, hold. Lo adam Rav Yehuda Merav, this Rav Yehuda Merav taught, loy va'adam taniso pareya. Amar lehu, tanis chalom hu, I'm fasting on a bad dream. A tanis chalom, a tanis over a bad dream, was taken to be mevatel, a bad dream, and therefore, presumably the pshat in the Gemara is that you want to get rid of the bad dream as quickly as possible, and therefore do the tainus as quickly as possible. Va'amar Rav Amar Chasa Amar Chama Bar Gurya Amar Rav Yofet Tainus Lichalom. A tainus is good for a dream. Ke'esh Linuuras, like fire catching on to flax. That is a good way to get rid of the power of a bad dream. Va'amar Rav Chizda Ubo Bayom. Rav Chizda says also the same day as we saw above. That's what Rav Yehoshua wanted to do. This is a fasting chiddush brought down on Shulchan Aruch, that even on Shabbos you should fast a tainus chalom, where normally there's an iser to fast on Shabbos. Mai takanta, what should a person do for the fact that normally you're not supposed to fast on Shabbos? Leisiv tanisa litanisa. Now he has to make another fast that he fasted on Shabbos. A fascinating halacha. So on the one hand, it's mutter. Rashi explains the fascinating hat to the way Rashi understands, because ultimately there'll be more tzara guf if the dream stays with him than if he fasts and gets rid of it. Fascinating thing, the power of dreams that's alluded to over here in the Gemara. On the other hand, now he has to take another fast on the fact that he was mevatel onig Shabbos. Let's Bezer Hashem begin with the Mishnah. Two lines into why in Yud Beis and Beis Avru Elu Velo Nenu. We learned on the Mishnah on Yud Amid Aleph that one has fasts in the beginning of Kislev if the rain hasn't come. What happens if those fasts pass and God forbid one is not answered? Then the fasts get heavier. Bezin Gozrim Gimel Tanios Acheres Alat Sibur. There are three fasts that are placed on the public. One can still eat at night. One could only eat the day before, in contrast to the previous fast, where you, on Yud Amid Aleph, in the beginning of Kislev, you could eat at night. That's why I mixed it up. Over here, you can't. Ochlim v'shosim ba'od yom. You're only allowed to eat the day before, not at night. The fast begins at nightfall. Vasurim b'malacha. There's also a prohibition of work. Uberechitza, bathing, ubesicha, anointing with oil, benila, sandal, wearing two shoes, ubetashmish amita, and sexual relations. Vinolinis amrechotzos, and they would close the bathhouses. Avru elu velo nenu, if God forbid these three fasts pass, and still there isn't rain, bezagozalan od sheva. Then there's another seven fasts. Comes out, shein yud gimel tanio salat sibur. If you add up the three on daf yud, the next three on daf yud beza and beza we just had, plus the next seven, that equals 13. Hare elu yisero salat rishonos. And the last set of seven are even more stringent than the first six. Shebe'elu masriyin, because in these we now blow shofar. V'nolan esachanuyas, the stores are closed. B'sheni, the fast day on Monday, matinim chashech, then you open the stores at the end of the fast day. In general, Monday was, of course, a purchasing day. That's when there was a market day. So you open up the stores a little bit at the end so people could get some basic food after the fast, but in general, the store is not open. Ubechamishi mutarim b'nei chol Shabbos. On Thursday, the stores could be open for Shabbos. God forbid, if these 7-13 pass, avru elu v'lo nenu mematim masumatim, then commerce slows down. Bibinyan, we stop building. Binatia, planting. Bears and Nesuim, both people getting married, harayat mekudeshosli, as well as going under the chuppah, which is Nesuim. B'sheil shalom b'nei l'chaver, and saying hello to each other. Kibnei Adam Hanosvin Lemakom, that we're supposed to act as if we're rejected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore we don't greet each other. Hayachidim Chozer Misan Ad Shiyatza Nisan. Then there are individuals who would continue to fast until Nisan, Yasu Nisan Yardu Gusham Simen Klala, after Nisan, rain is a siman kala shenemar halo ktsir chitim hayom. The pasuk describes that during Nisan is already the time to cut the wheat. We're going to conclude our daf over here. Mezuz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up a few lines from the bottom of Yud Beis and Yud Beis. This Beis Hashem concludes daf Yud Beis in Maseches Tainus. Beis Hashem, I hope to post the halacha from the daily daf for daf Yud Beis and daf Yud Aleph on the topic of Tainus L'shos. This Beis Hashem is today's daf.